Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you'll not get influenced by any negative energy from negative world, but receiving the good influence from the all the positive the world of Devas and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, of your guardian sacred existences. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Now we are at the start line of the main part of this sutra, which is Dharmakara's bow of the 48 bows for the all beings. Basically, his vow is that anybody who chants his name, who calls his name, will be reversed to the pure land that he created, which is the most precious, the highest noble, gorgeous, the land of the enlightenment. Another world is the world of infinite joy, which is Gokuraku in Japanese. And he put bow of the 48 as a content of it. So let's see what's in there. The first bow: when I become Buddha, if there are in my world, if there are hell, fasting hell, and animals in my world, I will not gain enlightenment. Well, this is the pattern of his vow. If I become Buddha, when I become Buddha, if there are this, or if there aren't this, I would not gain enlightenment. Please remind yourself that Dharmakara was a king. He was spending the most gorgeous life. But he threw away everything because he wanted to gain enlightenment. But even so, the most important thing was that gain enlightenment, nothing more. Even that, he put bow that he says, I will not gain enlightenment if the beings will reverse to his world. But if there was still the world of hell, hungry ghost, the animals. Well, hell is the world who enjoys suffering of others. Just imagine all the people in the world were enjoying to see others suffering, then will become really hell, will really hurt each other and try to enjoy. And the fasting hell is all the people in the fasting hell is really just wanting to take from, wanting to suck energy, wanting to take something from others and keep wanting for their own, and never, and the energy or anything cannot be given from that person. If everybody were like that, what would be the world like? Well, it's also, he says that there's no world, there's no animal in his world. Well, animal is kind of symbolic expression of the of the beings who has no shame to their own ego. Well, sometimes some people are like that. No shame to their own ego, and just say, so what? There are actually those three kind of negative world, spiritual world exist. And actually those spirits are affecting to us. Those spirits need to be rescued to the heavenly state. But those beings want to be rescued. So they come to human being who seems like will pray for them that they will be goes up to the heavenly state. Well, Dharmakara a wish or putting vow that in his world there will be no influence from the those negative world. We human beings always get influence from the spiritual world. There are a spiritual world of the negative spiritual world to influence us, but also there are the positive spiritual world, and you also get to be able to receive influence from those world as well. But to get a positive influence from positive world, you need to have the same vibration and same energy. If you're wishing good for others, the heavenly demons will influence you, give you influence, good influence, and you will get the intuition, sometimes too for the new invention. Or if you really wishing others to be enlightened and spreading Dharma for that, you will get good positive influence from the world of Bodhisattvas and Buddhas. That's why in the third vow is, when I become Buddha, if beings in my world will not gain, all of them gain the golden color, I will not receive enlightenment. Well, gold color is a symbol of that all the time spreading out the light of great speed of the universe from the existence. And do you know how you'll be able to emanate light, the golden color light of the great speed of the universe from your existences? What is interesting is the amount of you suppressing ego, the light will emanate from your existence. Amount of you be responsible to the Dharma to be spread or another world, to be responsible other to be enlightenment. You, the light, start to emanate from existence, even that is invisible in the world of ki or in the world of spirit. The light is emanates from existence, from your existence. So the first vow is writing about not to be influenced from the negative world. Second vow is not only receiving the influence, but don't ever get influenced. This is the second vow. So it says that when I become Buddha, if the beings in my world will turn back to that world of hell, heavenly state, hell and fasting hell and animal, I will not be enlightened. And the third is not only not to get influence, but just be strongly emanate the light, golden light of the great spirit of the universe from existence. This is the third, the vow of the Dharmakara. May you not get influence from the any spiritual world, negative spiritual world, and suppress ego, hold ego, purify ego by erasing ego. May your existence emanate light to the whole universe. May that light emanate your life from now and future.